bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, let me thank you in advance. I really am so grateful for this opportunity. It is such a privilege and such a pleasure to be able to share the scriptures with you every day and to talk. It's just such a nice sense of the church being a family. So I'm just again, thank you. Before everything, I want to say thank you for your generosity and for sustaining Relevant Radio and for being such a blessing to me. That said, let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, all right, the lines are open, and remember, we've got a couple lines going. You know, the line to to keep us in business. Come on, voice in my head again. I should know that 877 isn't 877-291-0123. 877. 892. You think I remember this? How long have I been doing this? For years and years. 877-291-0123. That's the right one, voice in my head? And we will open the call-in lines later. I'll try to be brief so we can have time for call-ins and letters, but, well, that's, as you know, a challenge. Before I go into today's reading, well, let me see. Do I want to go into today's reading right away? By the way, it's the memorial of St. Athanasius. I'm already off the track. Oh, well, it's what I do. St. Athanasius was the great defender of the Trinity. So often we worry about the church. Who said that the world woke up and found itself Arian? Arius was a priest of the Diocese of Rome who just was in rebellion against not only his bishop, but the bishops of the whole Catholic Church. I think at the Council of Nicaea, there were only of 300 and almost 400 bishops, there were only three dissenting votes. It was Arius, the bishop who was his sponsor, who was very tight with the Emperor Constantine's family, and one other. I mean, Arius just, you know, was in rebellion, you know, Athanasius, the saying is Athanasius against the world. Everybody who's thinks that they're being bold, remember, Athanasius was not being persecuted by the bishops. He was being persecuted by the government. We think that when we are arguing with someone, we're godly. I talked about that, I think, on Friday, I think it's very important in these times to remember what St. James tells us, that the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. And studying the life of St. Athanasius is a marvel. I think one of the things that was a problem, I'll use that for the word of the day. And let me just go to gospel here. The first reading, there's a line that just strikes me. That all of those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, whom they just arrested for preaching Christ, and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. I am not going to tell you what the face of an angel looks like. I think I may have seen angels in my life, and they look pretty normal. But this phrase is fascinating to me, and I don't quite understand it. So I'm going to have to work on that. The angels don't appear as angels, usually in visions, at least the ones I've heard about. They don't appear as angels to begin with. You only know they're angels as the vision goes on. So there was a transformation in Stephen at this point. And looking at him, they saw that his was the face of an angel, but they still killed him. So I think that's kind of interesting. Well, and then, of course, in the Gospel of John, we hear that the people who had eaten the bread that he had multiplied went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And they found him across the sea, and they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And he turned on them without so much as a hello and said, "Amen, I say to you, you're looking for me because you saw signs, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." Well, this is something I have been talking about, an axe I've been grinding, you know, so often we are drawn to the Lord for what the Lord can give us, not because we have heard what he has to say. That this idea of seeing the signs, it has the idea, I think, not of just seeing. The word to see is related it's related to the word in Greek for to know. Oida means I know. It's the past tense of I see. But this is a form of the verb that means seeing, but it has the idea of seeing clearly. It still is related, I think, to knowledge. And you heard me say 20 times recently that faith makes miracles, miracles don't make faith. You can see the greatest miracle in the world, and because you don't want to understand what the Lord's telling you, you can say, "Oh, that's just a trick. It's just a fraud. It's just, you know." No, the Lord's saying something. There's a gospel song, "Sinner, Can't You Hear?" God's trying to tell you something. And miracles, invariably, I think, are really the Lord speaking to us. They're not simply done for our convenience. And these people wanted the benefits of the gospel, but they didn't want the word of God. They didn't want to hear God speak to them. You know, if God would just mind his business and stay in heaven and not bother us, we'll build his kingdom and we'll, you know, I don't believe in building the kingdom. I think it's a non-biblical phrase. It's not anywhere in the New Testament, certainly. You can't build the kingdom. Jesus said, it's pleased God to give you a kingdom. Well, let me jump in. I want to talk about yesterday's gospel before. I don't have a lot of time and I talk a lot, but I do want to talk about yesterday's gospel, but I have to say something about today's gospel. That Jesus says, that they ask Jesus, "What is the work of God?" And he says, "The work of God is to believe the one whom God has sent." That sounds easy. I believe it. Sure, Jesus rose from the dead. I believe in Jesus. No problem. Oh, no. If you understand the word believe means trust. Trust. Whew, that's a tough one. It is sometimes a lot of work to trust God. You know, I say, "Oh, Jesus, I trust you," and then I worry and fuss about things. It is not that easy to trust. If we're saved by trust, if we're saved by grace through trust, it really is work to trust God. So thinking about that, you know, that I love that prayer. "Jesus, I trust in you." I say it constantly, principally because I don't. I don't trust God. I'm always wanting to do it myself. And so I need constantly to remind myself that if God doesn't do it, it ain't going to happen. So it is the work of God to trust the one whom God has sent. So I think that's an interesting spin on today's thing. Well, I want to talk about yesterday's gospel, but we will talk about it when I get back, because right now we're going to a break. Where do we go now, dear voice? Father Rocky is going to share with us. So he's a lot more coherent than I am. So listen up.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio. Have you heard about our Monday-only special thank you gift? It's a blue tote bag featuring the Marian symbol for Our Lady. Blue for Our Lady, dressed in blue. I could use one of these to take your prayer attentions to the Shrine of Our Lady of Help this weekend. This tote bag is extra tall and will make a great gift for students, teachers, or volunteers. Now, you parents of little ones, this would be great for you too, for wipes and diapers and Cheerios. And today's the only day that you can get it. The Marin Tote Bag is our thank you for your donation of $20 a month or more. Make your donation at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or by calling 877-291-0123. Again, it's only available today for a gift of $20 a month. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, and God bless you.
And if you stop by the website, relevantradio.com, or you use the app, and you look on the app, and you tap the Donate Now button, first thing on the list is that tote bag. You can see it. It's absolutely beautiful. A great conversation starter. And it's yours, as Father said, for just $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. Good news is, I just found out this is a partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be doubled dollar
for
dollar.
Partnership challenge hour, dollar for dollar match. And donate right now, 877-291-0123. But the best method is giving online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins joining Mary Graham here. And yes, at that $20 a month level, as Mary and Father were talking about, nice tote bag. And inside the tote bag, and it's been great around here, Mary, because the folks in the marketing department that are responsible for putting the mystery items into the tote bags, they're not saying anything. They're not telling.
They're like, lips are sealed.
They're very lip sealed. And so I have no idea what's inside. There will be a mystery item inside your tote bag when you give at the $20 a month level. It might be a book, maybe a book from Patrick or Father. Who knows? A special rosary, a medal, some other type of relevant radio merchandise. We don't know, but there will be some special mystery item in there. Give right now at relevantradio.com on the app or by giving us a ring at 877-291-0123. Should we go for a record this hour, Mary?
Yeah. We need about like 130 to make a record.
You got it.
All right. That's what we need. 130 people who will reach out and respond. Help give hope to your local community at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. In addition to the gifts we've already talked about, you'll receive The Power of the Memorare by Father Rocky. It will help take your prayer life to the next level. That's yours as a free download comes instantly in your mailbox. That is your digital mailbox when you visit relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Make that $20 a month or $240 gift, and we'll send you this tote bag. You will love it. It's a great conversation starter, and it's beautiful.
It is $20 a month, and it's yours at relevantradio.com on the app or by giving us a call at 877-291-0123. And don't forget to jot down your prayer intentions when you give online or when you talk to one of our operators, because Father Rocky will take all of your prayer intentions with him to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. This coming weekend, the Walk to Mary is coming up this coming Saturday. So don't forget to leave us your prayer intentions. Give now, give hope, 877-291-0123 on the app or relevantradio.com.
Ooh, a mystery tote bag. We promise you that the surprise inside will be nice. It won't be like a stray cat or anything. Well, maybe some people would like a stray cat, but it won't be a stray cat. It'll be nice. Oh, dear. That would be a clever way to get rid of the voice of my head just said stray cats are expensive to ship. So it won't be a stray cat, though some people might like a stray cat. All right. Well, that said, I want to just kind of go back to talking about the gospel. Once again, they ask, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? And Jesus answered, this is the work of God, that you trust in the one he sent. And that can take a lot of work. You know, there is no contradiction between faith and works. If I trust you, I'm going to obey you. And if God says, do this, don't do that, say, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. To me, obedience to the commandments is an act of great faith, because I want this. I need this. I don't want to tell the truth here. I'm angry at someone. And the Lord's saying, trust me, those don't work. Yet they do, Lord. They do. No, they don't. Gossip. It's fun, Lord. No, it doesn't work. Oh, yes, it doesn't. No, it. Okay, I'll trust you. You see, obedience to the commandments is trust. I want to jump back to yesterday's gospel. I'm sure that you've heard this before, and I've shared it with you many times. There are two different words for love used in the text. I'm always telling you that almost exclusively in the New Testament, the Greek word for love is agape, which means sacrificial love. It means love that hopes for no return. That's how I interpret it. So Jesus says to Peter, do you have sacrificial love for me? Do you have divine love for me? And he says, he uses the word philo, which means friendship. Lord, you know I love you like a brother. And then he says, if I'm recalling the text, feed my lambs. Then he asks again, so do you have a divine love for me? And Peter says, you know, Lord, I love you like a brother. Tend my sheep. And then he asks a third time, but he doesn't ask him if he has divine love. He says, so you love me like a brother. And Peter says, you know all things. And he's cut to the heart because I believe Jesus said, so you don't have divine love for me. You just have friendship for me. You love me like a brother. And he says, you know all things. You know I love you like a brother. I believe we're hearing the first confession of the first pope. He didn't know how to love the Lord enough. And Jesus asked him, and then he says, feed my sheep. If I'm recalling the text, I probably should look it up. That would be the right thing to do. But I was puzzling over those, you know, the idea that he says, feed my sheep, or feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and then feed my sheep. Well, a lamb is a young sheep. They need feeding. And sheep can be difficult. They need tending. But then he says, feed my sheep. And I puzzled over that. And I wonder if this might not be the answer to that question. That you feed the lambs and then you tend the sheep. Who are the sheep? They're the ones who are grown, older in the Lord. Perhaps even the elders in the church, like myself, being a presbyter, a priest. But then he says, feed my sheep. You never get to the point in your walk with the Lord where you aren't in need of feeding. You never get to the point in the Lord where you're grown enough. You have to keep being fed, and you're fed by the word of the Lord. One does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God, Jesus says elsewhere in his temptation. So, you know, you never stop being a disciple. And people who listen to Relevant Radio understand that. They're hungry to learn. No matter how long they've known the Lord, they're hungry to grow. Then one more word in this confuses me. Do you love me more than these? That Peter's being asked to great ministry. And the criterion for great ministry is great love. I'm fascinated with that. He says, do you love me more than these? And so often we forget, you know, people are picked for leadership in the church, whether it's lay leadership or ordained leadership, by their competence, by their abilities, by their reputation. But Jesus would have us chosen for our love. You know, I was talking to somebody who was talking about a priest the other day, and he said, he's really a holy priest. And I thought, that's fascinating, because that implies that there are some of us who aren't as holy as we should be. And you know, it's you do get into the business of religion when you're ordained. You know, you can be very competent at this program and these building projects and this theology. But are you known for your holiness, for your love of God? Am I known for my love of God? That's interesting. So this passage is so rich. I maintain we're hearing the first confession of the first pope, and Jesus says, you're going to learn to love me like you should. They're going to tie your hands and take you where you would not go. And Peter was, Jesus knew that he was going to love him at the sacrifice of his life. And the fact that he was not yet perfect didn't exclude him from ministry. exclude him from that great responsibility. But Jesus reminds him that you gotta keep growing. So at any rate, that's just some thoughts. How many minutes do we have yet, dear voice in my head? We gotta. Oh, good. Let's quickly go to some letters. Okay, this is an interesting one. This is from a Catholic husband. That means he has a Catholic wife. Is it okay to take notes during the homily? My wife has been doing this for a couple of years. We only heard one complaint about it when we attended a traditional Latin Mass. One person who talked to us after Mass and said that taking notes was inappropriate. I'm tickled pink if people take notes at my sermons. It means they're actually paying attention. Yes, you may take notes. Is it okay to use our iPad during Mass to follow along with the Mass and the daily readings? Yes, it is. It is okay. I will never forget a person at a Latin Mass that I was saying who was just absolutely indignant because a person who was not a regular Latin Mass goer was using her iPhone. And this, the traditional Mass, you don't break the action for anything. But this woman was getting so loud and so obstreperous, I had to come down off the altar to calm her down. You don't do that in the old Mass. But she said, I said, she's following the Mass. And she said, well, it's a sin. It's electronic. Give me a break. It is not. Use the iPad, take notes, and just tell people who get upset to say the Reverend Know-It-All said it was okay. I'll take it on the chin for that. Let me see. If I got another one here, I think I got another short one that I can do. Let's see here. This is kind of an interesting question. Mary Walther, I have odd theories, as you know, about everything, but especially about the relationship of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. How much of Jesus' passion was revealed to his mother? Jesus almost couldn't take it. How terrible it would have been for a totally human being to know this horror in advance. Yeah, but this was an immaculately conceived human being. And how much the Lord told her, we don't know. The gospel doesn't say. But you know, everybody's all convinced that the first person Jesus appeared to was his Blessed Mother. You know, I think we have to filter that idea through the Immaculate Conception. Our Blessed Mother was never not in a perfect relationship to her divine Son. So in a sense, Jesus didn't have to appear to her. He was never not with her, I suspect. I don't know. What was our Blessed Mother's awareness? Whatever the Father was pleased to tell her, and she knew that a sword would pierce her heart. Everybody thinks Immaculate Conception, that must have been a great gig. You know, no tendency to sin, none of that sort of thing. I think the Immaculate Conception is a huge responsibility. And remember, Blessed Mother was the third person immaculately conceived. Adam and Eve were conceived without the results of original sin, albeit in the mind of God. But they said no thanks to their Immaculate Conception. Our Blessed Mother said, let it be done unto me according to your word. She accepted her Immaculate Conception and the responsibility of it. So I think that it's impossible to answer this question. But remember, her humanity was the humanity was a perfect humanity. Speaking of perfect humanity, we got the call center coming up now. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Schmoozing for shekels, as I like to say.
Yeah, you got it, Father Simon. We are shilling for shekels right now, 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins along with Mary Graham. We have, let's see, how many Mary Graham? We've got 37 in. We need 130 for the record this hour.
So then 93?
There we go.
That was easy, man.
There you go.
93, that
okay.
Looks right. Yeah.
Easy for some people. I want to thank... I want to thank Kathy in Manitowoc, Wisconsin for her $250 gift. And again, this hour, all gifts are going to be doubled. So whatever you have to contribute to Relevant Radio, it's going to be doubled this hour. Evelyn in Barrington, Illinois, a $100 gift becoming $200. I had to look this up on the map, Mary. Maria donated from Holmes Beach, Florida, and I looked it up. And of course, on Google, it brings up this gorgeous blue water and an island. And here we're sitting
in
Cloudyville,
everywhere.
Cloudyville, Midwest. So thank you, Maria, very much for your gift, a recurring gift of $20 a month. And that's something you should also consider, becoming a recurring giver to Relevant Radio. Helps us save some money throughout the year. It is our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, a dollar for dollar match this hour. And Mary, we've got a $3 million need to hit before the end of the week.
And we can do it one call at a time, one gift at a time. I really would like to encourage everybody who can make your gift at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. When you do that, it saves time and energy. It's fast. It's super easy. Plus, it guarantees that you make your donation. You're not going to hit a busy signal. We do have a limited number of phone lines and operators available to take your calls at any time. But there's no limit to how many online donations we can receive at any moment. So relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet, and you'll get that bonus download. Brand new MP3, The Power of the Memorare by Father Rocky. It will take your prayer life to the next level. You will enjoy that talk very much. I just listened to it this morning. It was fabulous. If you make a gift of $20 a month or a special one-time gift of $240 today and today only, we have this beautiful tote for you. You can use for, you know, taking to the grocery store. It's a great recycle tote that you can use over and over and over again. You will love it, and it's gorgeous.
And there's a mystery item inside the tote bag.
I forgot about that.
The folks in the marketing department, they're not talking. They're not saying what's going to be in the tote bag. Might be a rosary. Might be a book by Patrick Madrid. We don't know. But there will be a mystery item inside. Get yours today and today only at the $20 a month level. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Give hope. Dollar for dollar match this hour.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, at the moment, let's go to the word of the day, and then we'll take phone calls 888-914-9149 to ask any question you may have about the Lord, the faith, the church, and the big book on the coffee table. Again, that's 888-914-9149. And the line to help us out here is 877-291-0123. And today is a twofer. You give a buck. It becomes $2 instantly. And you, I don't know that, I'm not sure about the tote bag deal, but if you, the shekels, I don't know how many shekels go to a dollar these days, but at any rate, why pay wholesale? Why pay retail when you can get it wholesale, as we say where I come from? All right. Now the word of the day is hierarchy. Because I think that was the problem with Arius the Heretic, who created Arianism and made so much trouble for poor Bishop Athanasius. Athanasius understood that God is love. I think I shared this with you a couple times last week. The Trinity is a very, very obvious doctrine. It's a very easily explained doctrine. If you believe the revelation that God is love, at least that's my theory, because in the words of Pope Saint John Paul the Great, that God is not a solitude. God is a solidarity. God is perfect relationship. God is love. And if God is a solitude, a loner, whom is he going to love? Well, he's going to love us. Doesn't work. You see, that would mean he would be dependent on his creation for existence. Within God, there is solidarity. Father and Son loving each other in their love, their very life force being the Holy Spirit. So that's hierarchy. You know, the hierarchy, the idea of hierarchy is misunderstood. And the Roman emperors, they were monarchs. The word archy means leadership, and monarchy is leadership by one. You have oligarchy, leadership by the few, that sort of thing. But you got to understand, Roman emperors were not kings. They were military commanders. The word imperator means commander. And the Roman emperors didn't see themselves as monarchs. The Romans hated monarchs. They threw the Etruscan kings out of Rome centuries before the birth of Christ. So for a Roman emperor to say, I'm a king, well, that would have been just unthinkable. In later Byzantine times, they did use the word basileus, king. But Roman emperors were not, they were generalissimos. And they tried to get their kids in to be generalissimos, but they were not kings. They were monarchs. What I say goes. They had absolute power. And so they tended to look at God as a monarch. And how do you have a father and son as monarch? That's not a monarch. That's a duarchy, a leadership of two. They didn't understand the idea of hierarchy. Catholicism has a hierarchy. The word hierarchy, and here we go for the gold. Hierarchy means sacred leadership. Hieros means sacred, and arche means leadership. So, sacred leadership. Mom and dad are a hierarchy. It's a leadership established by God. And you know, mom and dad, that the whole purpose of your leadership is the good of the family and the good of one another. It isn't just my way or the highway. If your marriage is my way or the highway, you're doing it wrong. Marriage, they say it's 50-50. No, it's 90-10. Both partners give 90 and get 10. It's a hierarchy. It's a sacred leadership. And the church is meant to be hierarchical. Hierarchy is not a chain of command. It is a familial reality. And the essential structure of the Catholic Church is a bishop, instructed by or assisted by a priest in his sacerdotal and his sacrificial duties, in his sacramental duties and preaching duties, and assisted by a deacon in his duty of service. The bishop is the head deacon, the bishop is the head presbyter, and the job of the presbyter, and that's why we're called father, is to care for the family. And this idea that you got the Pope, and then under him you got the cardinals, underneath him you got the archbishops, and then the bishops, that's military. A general outranks a sergeant, no matter where the general is. A bishop doesn't outrank anybody outside of his own diocese. He's responsible. His office merits respect, but in terms of his authority, a bishop, an archbishop, cannot say, unless he's delegated to do so by the Pope, he can't say to a bishop in another diocese, this way is how you do it. Now, admittedly, there are elements I really think that we need to consider this, that the idea of the first hierarchy is the family. And then the next hierarchy, and I can't think of any other hierarchies that God has established, the next hierarchy is the church, which is to be like a family. And if I'm in leadership in the church, I need to understand that my care for the faithful has to be familial. So hierarchy doesn't mean chain of command. It means sacred leadership. I think that's a very important thing. Okay, I think we're going to go back to some letters. Again, you can call in at 888-914-9149 to ask any question you may have about the Lord, the faith, the church, and the big book on the coffee table. Let's see here. I got this from Teresa. That God the Father has already accepted the death of his son Jesus as payment for sins of those who accept Jesus' death and become saved. I don't understand why the various relevant radio hosts keep praying that God would accept the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross for the payment of sin. Jesus died once and for all, the scripture says, epipax. That's once for all. But it also says, I make up in my own flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ and offer a continuous sacrifice of praise. So the sacrifice of Christ is absolutely complete. My acceptance of it and my entrance into it and my participation in it, that still has to be done. If St. Paul can say, I make up in my own flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, I think that this idea of Jesus died in payment. Jesus didn't die so much in payment as he did, I suppose the word is solidarity, in solidarity. I think that very important, the symbol of Simon of Cyrene carrying the cross with Jesus, we have to carry the cross of Christ. That it isn't just Jesus did this so I don't have to do it. No, Jesus said, what I have done and greater still will you do. And that includes embracing our cross. He said, you must take up your cross and follow me. It isn't Jesus paid for it so I don't have to worry about it. No, Jesus paid for it. That's true. But he asks me to carry his cross with him. And he asks you to pick up your cross and follow him. If you do not take up your cross and follow him, you cannot be his disciple. So this ongoing prayer that we make, that God would renew Calvary in our lives. That's what we're asking for. Calvary, if you look carefully, especially the Gospel of John, whenever Jesus is talking about glory, he's talking about the cross. Now is the hour come for the Son of Man to be glorified. All right, we're going to go to a break. We got the call center again, right? Oh, miracle moment. Those are fun. Miracle moment. We'll be right back.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
The next message I want to share with you actually comes from overseas. It comes from Killarney in Ireland. And here's what Barry says. He says, hi, Cale, and everyone else involved with the Faith Explained program. Just after I discovered this show last month, I have become totally hooked now. I've never listened to a Catholic podcast or show that has resonated with me so much, and I'm learning loads. I just wanted to send a thank you for the brilliant work, the way the show is delivered, and the normal conversational language used makes it so accessible for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We have 20 minutes left in this hour, and we still need 62 people who will reach out and respond at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Join the folks that have already joined the team.
That's right, like Patrick in Eau Claire, a $20 a month gift. Patrick has a tote bag coming his way, and what will be in the tote bag? What will his mystery item be? We don't know. Maria in Chicago, a $50 gift. Thank you. Joni in River Woods, Illinois, a $20 gift. Let's see, another one from David, a $1,000 gift from Woodbury, Minnesota. Thank you so much, David. And we could use some of those larger dollar amounts to get to that $3 million need by the end of the week. We need donations, big and small. A dollar-for-dollar match is what we have in play right now. It's a great time to call, 877-291-0123, or give online on the app or at relevantradio.com. Yeah, Mary, we could use a few $5,000 gifts, a $10,000 gift here and there, sprinkled in to help us get to that $3 million need by the end of the week.
It sure would help. It's easy to do. Visit the website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Marianne in Downers Grove, Illinois, you're going to get that tote bag. You're going to love it. I'm sure of it. And Kim in Laguna Woods, California, ditto. You made that gift of $250. You'll get the tote bag as well. You can do it too when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Mary, a nice comment here about Relevant Radio coming in from Lynette in Texas. And Lynette says, I am so blessed, and Relevant Radio has meant so much to me and my family. You guys have taught me how to really love God again, and I'm so thankful for all you do. Blessings to everybody at Relevant Radio. Thank you so much, Lynette. That's very nice, very kind of you. You can leave your comments when you give online, but especially leave your prayer intentions, because Father Rocky is going to be doing the entire 21 miles of the walk to Mary. And he has promised to put all of our prayer intentions on his back. He's going to carry them out to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. So make sure you leave your prayer intention online at relevantradio.com on the app, or when you talk to one of our operators at 877-291-0123, a dollar-for-dollar match. Please give hope now on the app or the website, or 877-291-0123.
Yes, we do have a friend in Jesus, but we also have a Lord. There's the rub. Everybody wants a friend in Jesus, but not everybody wants a Lord. But having a Lord is a good thing. All right, I want to go to one more letter before we go to phone calls. And we have a lot of phone lines open. I hope it's everyone's calling the call center to get their tote bag with a surprise, which I promise you will be a nice one. And not something odd, no stray cats. Okay. This morning I woke up and there was a squirrel and a bird and a bunny on my porch, and they're all kind of, and I was thinking that they were kind of wondering why I hadn't planted anything yet. They're waiting, when am I going to put the salad bar in? Gardening is an expensive salad bar for rodents, but boy, is it cold. All right, a letter. I want to do a letter, and you can call in at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Rodents. Moving along. This is from Karen in Eureka. Father Simon, I've come to understand that the need to look upon the bronze servant and the crucified Christ is the same need. I had to look upon the consequences that occurred because of my sins. I love this interpretation. I've been wrestling with this idea that the serpent is a reminder of sin, and the pole is the reminder of crucifixion. Christ is to look on the crucified Christ is the same need. I have to look upon the consequences that occurred because of my sins. And this is a good follow-up to the last letter. We constantly mention the sacrifice of Christ because we have to enter into it. Well, it occurred because of my sins. It caused me first to be disgusted with myself, to be sorry, and finally to turn my life around. And I assume you mean by grace. It's simple. And the effects of the purpose Jesus came for, I'm grateful whenever I look at a crucifix. Karen, this is a very, you know, I wrestle with the idea of why Jesus compares himself to the serpent in the desert on the brass serpent on the pole. We associate that with sin, and of course it's from the Old Testament when the people were complaining about God hadn't given them what they wanted. This is a very fine interpretation, that I have to look upon the cross and the broken condition of Christ is a reminder of what my sins have done. I think that's a great thing. Well, let's go to phone calls.
This is Smart. Maxwell Smart.
Eva from Chicago. What can I do for you, Eva? Is it Eva?
It's Eva. Thank you, Father. I was glad you were talking about this. I was going to call anyway because I was questioning, was the words the original, I assume this was in Greek, right? Was the original Greek for John 21? Why did they change from sheep? Well, first Jesus says, feed my lambs. Then he says, tend sheep and feed sheep. And were those different words? And then it just
yes,
gets more confusing.
Yes, they were. They were. What verse are we talking? Which were the verses? John 21.
Yeah, John 21.
Around verse.
Starts in like 16. No, it
okay,
starts in
let's
15.
Look at it.
And it says.
Let's look at it in Greek. That will be fun. You'd think I would have done that already, but meh. Okay. Not always the sharpest quill on the porcupine.
It's interesting because I think it changes twice. He talks different.
It does.
He uses different words for love. And then I still don't understand why Jesus then changed the word to familia on the last refrain.
To philia. It's philia. In other words, agape is selfless love. Philia is self-interested love. Friendship.
Right. So why did Christ then change it to familia instead of
Because he's saying so. You're... He's saying, I hear you, Peter. You don't love me the way you should. You know, okay. Jesus says, do you love me the way you should? Yeah. And Peter's saying, okay, you don't love me like you should. You're going to learn how to when they take you to martyrdom. You know, that's why it says Peter was cut to the heart. Well, let's look at the feeding business here. That's interesting. I'm sure it's different. Let's see here. It says, let's see here. John, do you love me more than these? Okay, I got to back up one verse, and I'm sure it's, let's see. Bosque, which is to pat, to lead out to pasture. It means to feed, but it's leading an animal out to pasture. So then the next one is, and it's arnia, which means lamb. So the newborn, take the newborn out to pasture. So then the next one is, it's a different word. It's poimene, which means to govern, to tend. You feed the lambs, you govern, you tend, you govern the sheep, you shepherd the sheep. So then the third one, interestingly, is, let me get to the third verse. It's going to be pasture my sheep. Let's see, you know all things. It says, yeah, pasture the sheep. So it's pasture, feed the lambs, rule the sheep, feed the sheep. And I pondered that for ages, but I really do think it's about the idea that, you know, you don't just need to learn stuff when you're a lamb. You need to learn it when you're a sheep. Mm-hmm. You know, we think, well, I went to catechism when I was a kid. That's enough. No, it's not. You know, I have such respect for the Eastern Church. They go to Sunday school their whole mm-hmm. life. So does that help? Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah, I guess. Because it makes you stutter, doesn't it? You know, this was long before, you know, I planted this long before the original language was even spoke about. And I can remember even as a young person or even as a high school person, like, why does he keep saying that? And he changed.
Why does he change it? Exactly.
Why?
Yes. I always say that the parts of the Bible I don't understand, that's where God's speaking to me. If I don't understand it, that's where God's speaking to me. So questions are good. Questions are good. So, well, thank you. I hope I've illuminated a little bit. I'm really sure about the agape and the philia, that God expects us to have this selfless love. But even if we don't, he doesn't give up on us. He keeps feeding us and tending us. So there you go. It's a rich, rich section of scripture. Well, thanks for, I'm honored that you listen, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So
have a good
God
day.
Bless. Good to talk to you. Okay. Who do we have now, dear voice in my head? Oh, we've only got 30 seconds. Oh, well, there's tomorrow. The sun will come up tomorrow. Well, maybe it won't. It's really cold where I am. Well, again, thank you for all that you do. And thank you for giving me this wonderful privilege and this great pleasure. It keeps me thinking. And at my age, that's a good thing.
We are shilling for shekels, as Father Simon would say, and we need to hear from you, Father Simon fans. This is a Bible study like no other, and let's face it, a host who is one of a kind, Father Simon. Let's hear from you now. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Mary Graham, I think we only need, what do we need, like 25 more gifts this hour?
We'll about 30.
Hit the 130 we were looking
30.
For?
30 more about 30, people.
Okay.
Yep, 30 That's more doable. People is what I'm counting. Yeah, 30 people in the next 6 minutes will make our goal at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We had a gift that came in from Holland, Pennsylvania. James made that special gift of $240. You're going to get that special little tote bag. Alan in Mount Prospect, Illinois, and we have have Mary in Phoenix, Arizona, all making those gifts of $20 a month, or one-time gift of $240, and a gorgeous, gorgeous tote that's got the monogram of Mary on it, absolutely beautiful. You can see exactly what that looks like when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or open up the app on your smartphone or tablet and tap the Donate Now button, and there it is, boom, right at the top of the list. You'll see that pretty tote.
All right, we are down to needing only 20 gifts. 20 gifts,
yes.
877-291-0123. Can you be one of 20 people to step forward and give us a gift right now? Help Relevant Radio stay on the air. Help help Father Simon, show Father Simon some love. 20 gifts to go before the end of the hour. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app as well. And Mary was talking about the tote bags. Inside the tote bags, there will be a special mystery gift for you.
Mystery.
And I think that that is so much fun. We have no idea. Those of us on the air have no idea. The marketing folks back over there, they know what's in there, but it might be a special rosary, some other type of Relevant Radio merchandise. It might be a book or some other religious item. There will be a mystery gift inside, and that tote bag and the mystery gift are yours today only for the $20 a month giving level. To Relevant Radio, give online, relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. A dollar for dollar match until the top of the hour. How we doing, Mary?
We have about 4 minutes left in this hour, and as you said, a dollar for dollar match. My computer's going crazy here. And we need 19 more gifts, 19 people who will either visit the website, relevantradio.com, open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
And we have Betty Ann from Westbury, New York. Thank you so much. Betty Ann is a new donor to Relevant Radio, a $20 a month gift and a tote bag coming for you, Betty Ann. We had Nino checking in from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, also at the $20 a month level. Mary, Kimball, Minnesota, a gift of $50. Whatever you can give, big or small, whether it's one of our giving levels or a gift, one-time gift of $10, $20, it doesn't matter. All gifts will be matched dollar for dollar this hour. And we do need your help. We need, 17 more gifts before we hit our goal this hour of 130. Get a hold of us right now. Take advantage of the dollar for dollar match and help support Relevant Radio. Help support Father Simon Says. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or Mary, 877-291-0123.
We are chipping away. 15 more people is all we need right now at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet. And if you use either of those two digital platforms to make your gift, we have a special bonus coming your way. It is from Father Rocky, a brand new MP3 that he's produced just for you. It's called The Power of the Memorare. You will love this. It'll take your prayer life to the next level. This is how we do it, folks. 10 more people. That's all we need, are 10 more at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
And that has ticked down to seven people. Can you be one of seven people to step forward and give to Relevant Radio? We have a dollar for dollar match for the next few seconds here. It will count for you. Get a hold of us, 877-291-0123, or give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. A dollar for dollar match right now. Take advantage of it. Help us hit that 130 call goal for this hour.